This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast coming to you from a G-Tech where it has finished Brentford 0. Brighton and Hove Albion 0. That was an edgy game. Not anywhere near the excitement and the high jinx that we got against Man United on Saturday. To expect two games to be very similar, it was always going to be unlikely. Very, very surprised to see a completely unchanged lineup. And there was also a mysterious rumour which came out of the club's Twitter, it looked like, that Ivan Toney wasn't going to start and Brian and Bumo had changed places right on the warm-up. That didn't happen. Ivan played the full 90 minutes, so it couldn't have been a fitness thing. Anyway, that out the way. We watched this. We watched what we described during the game as pretty much a game of chess. What did you make of the game?
I think I just watched a replay of Man City Arsenal from Sunday. It was a game of chess, wasn't it? I think we approached it with there being a lot to lose tonight. I think Yarmolenko was a real case in question of, whereas he played with a lovely freedom on Saturday against Man United, every time he got the ball tonight, he looked scared to give it away. And I'd suggest that we must have gone out there saying to our players that, you know, Brighton are very good on the counter. They'll press you, and also if you press them heavily, they'll go over the top and bypass the midfield. So I think really it was trying not to give Brighton possession in dangerous areas. We sort of succeeded with that, albeit that Brighton had the ball quite a lot on the sort of approaching our final third. But then it seemed that we were quite well set up defensively, because I can't count the number of shots, you know, pop shots Brighton took. It really, you know, I don't know if they created a whole lot. Everything was like half chances and stuff like that. And although we didn't see much of the ball, we created a few bits here and there. Probably just the game plan tonight, but kind of frustrating after what we saw on Saturday.
We were talking a lot before the game, literally about, you know, what kind of Brentford performance. You know, we hoped that they would raise the standards that we saw. We thought that we'd probably get a start from Brian and Bumo. He's coming past us now, taking an ovation from the Brentford supporters. He got bang on 20 minutes. Did you expect more from Brentford, or did you think that we kind of paid Brighton the respect that we didn't pay Man United?
I think we all turned up hoping for a little bit more, but Brighton look a much better team than United. They're an aggressive team. They close you down. They play quick 1-2s, they move well, and I think we got caught a little bit square. That said, if you look at the chances created in the first half, they fell to us and not to them. We are, but we've got a point, and it's another 2 points in total gains over two games. We're edging towards staying up, which ultimately is what we need to do now. We will pull out of draw. One just word of credit, actually, Chris Ayer, who's just walking past clapping his hands. He was excellent again at the back today. He's strung about two or three great games together now. So fair play to the defence. We held out. Brighton didn't actually create a lot, but we were hoping for a little bit more.
Someone I've got to grab quickly, someone who's been very, very critical of referees. Someone like Jim, you've been very not outspoken, you've spoken your mind about referees. On the stroke of half-time, you must have thought the referee was going over to VAR to give them a penalty. He watched the replay and he said no penalty. How much of a surprise did that come to you?
Massive surprise. But then Johan Wisser, you know, he's not likely to be able to shove one of their centre-backs down, is he, that easily? So he's obviously gone down quite easily. But overall, though, yeah, good decision by the ref on that. But all the little finer decisions, they got again. Every time it happens, every single week it happens. And we're going to have to battle to stay up. Well, not stay up, but have to battle to get points despite the referees.
Today was a very much a case of battling to get a point. We didn't really look like winning that at all, I didn't think. And that's not actually a criticism. I think that was like a realistically kind of solid performance. We allowed them a lot of possession, but they got to the edge of our area, and then they just hoofed it over the bar, and they troubled Rose Ed more than they did the back of the net.
Yeah, it was after the Lord's Mayor show, wasn't it? The performance on Saturday night compared with what we did today. But as you say, we battled away. We got another point, and you know that point could be the point that keeps us up. Although I don't think we're in any danger of going down at all. I mean, it is disappointing. We didn't quite have the intensity.
That pushes us. We're now 6 points away from the drop zone now. Yeah, exactly. Luton have lost Arsenal tonight.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have the intensity that we showed on Saturday night, and I was disappointed that Yarmolenko looked off the pace a bit. Whether he can do a whole game and a half, two games in a row, that's a bit strange. But you know, yeah, we'll take it and let's move on and see what we can do against Aston Villa.
We were saying that Yarmolenko looked like he'd been told just not to give the ball away. He looked like he was confused what he should be doing. He didn't play with that freedom. You know, whether it was, you know, I don't want to go too much about that one person, but you know, it's a big ask. You know, we expected two huge performances from them, and we got 2 points against two of the league's better teams. You know, we're edging away. You know, a win tonight was something we really, you know, we hoped we'd get. I thought, you know, it'd be lovely if we were bouncing around now to Free From Desire. I'm sure we're going to get that before the end of the season. But, you know, Brighton were a very good outfit.
They're very good. Quite dull to watch, I thought, if I'm honest. I think, you know, I'd much rather watch us at full strength than what I saw from them today. Obviously, they've got injuries too. But what I must say is, defensively, some of the tackles that Brentford players put in, last-ditch stuff, was absolutely fantastic.
Well, it was one at the end. I think it was from Aya, was it?
I'm not sure whether it's Aya or Roslev, but fantastic. I mean, just throwing their bodies on the line. And anyone in here who doubts that they've won it, you know, you need to look at some of those, you know, on a replay tonight, because they were... Defensively, I think we look a lot more solid. That's two games unbeaten now. Didn't really trouble their keeper much, which was disappointing. But you know, it's something to build on.
There was a couple of good substitute performances. You know, obviously, you know, Brian Mbeumo gave them a lot to think about. There's three players on him for most of the time he was on the pitch, and I thought that Damsgaard, when he came on, he came on and he was up to the speed of the game straight away, which he hasn't always been able to do.
I think there's a player in there. I mean, he's got technically superb player, Damsgaard, but it's just the physicality, I think, sometimes. But you know, you can work on that, and you know, there's a lot of positive signs over the last couple of games. Two, like you say, two of the best teams in the division pushing for Europe, and you know, let's have a reality check. We've just taken a couple of points off them. Yeah, with full strength side, we'd have probably taking 4 points out of those two games.
I feel like a real sense of kind of a bit, you know, relief, I guess, is the right expression, because, you know, I thought we could have lost that. You know, so often in the recent weeks we've been in a situation where it looked like we were going to get a point, or it looked like we were going to see a game out, and we've been sucker punched at the end. I thought, you know, Danny Welbeck turned on the halfway line and pretty much ran straight through. I think it was challenged and he spooned it wide. But you know, when luckily only 3 minutes went up, I think, you know, once we're not looking at 10 minutes, backs to the wall. You know, how are you feeling? I mean, obviously we wish we had another 5 or 6 points, but you know, is that it really now?
What, for the season?
Yeah, I mean, chipping away a point here and a point there now.
Yeah, but as long as you win your games against Sheffield United and, you know, Luton, don't let them win. Even a point at Luton would be, in my opinion, a decent point. There's no pressure on them. It's in our hands. So
I kind of mean is, like, it takes that frantic kind of, oh shit, what are we going to do? You know, we have to get something. You know, we're not really looking over our shoulders. Mathematically, we're still in the mix, but it's going to have to really be derailed now.
We're starting to start looking like we're playing a bit more relaxed kind of football now, against two good sides. You know, if we play like we've played in these last two games over the next few weeks, I mean, Aston Villa is going to be tough, but you know, let's face it, we get a point at Aston Villa, that's fantastic. If we don't, then we just focus on Sheffield United, you know, and Luton away, keep chipping away, and we'll be fine. Yeah, I mean, I'm confident, having seen the last two performances, that we're going to be absolutely fine.
So I'm gonna wrap this one up. Actually, we've stayed so long inside the stadium, we've been absolutely ushered out. Something that Man United fans wasn't happening to them on Saturday night. Just to recap, really, a game where Brentford really didn't ever really look like they were going to win it, but we didn't look like we were going to lose. Really, you know, it would have taken a dodgy VAR decision, and thankfully that went our way. If that goes in and they go a goal up, then, you know, I think we might have been looking at a different outcome today. But fortunately, the referee found some cojones, and he wasn't pressured into giving a penalty, because that is 99 out of 100 times. You know, and I know, that the referee goes over to the TV screen, he walks back, does the square sign with his fingers, points to the spot, and the away end goes a bit crazy. Didn't happen tonight. Brentford did themselves justice, I thought. Energy levels, as I said, to keep that momentum from Saturday, it was always going to be difficult. But we got a point, a very valuable point, and a very deserved point. Brentford can go home tonight, Brentford fans with their heads held high, knowing that their team have not buckled. And enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the game on Saturday, those Brentford fans that are going up to Aston Villa. Should see you up there. Another toughie. Hopefully we get another point at least, edging away to survival. Come on, you bees.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.